Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Ugly by Nature podcast. With me, your host, Carlisle Campbell, a.k.a. the Professor of Pop Culture. And things are about to get real ugly in this bitch. Okay, now let's get started. So, according to the New York Times, another trash site, the New York Police Department has determined that a woman who accused the actor Jonathan Majors of assault attacked Mr. Majors herself and believed that there is enough evidence to support her arrest, according to three people with knowledge of the matter. Now, New York Times, who are these three people? We don't know, I guess, but, you know, I will say it must be at least somewhat credible if they decided to run this story anyway. Mr. Majors, who starred in Creed 3, was to appear in several Marvel movies, was arrested in March after the woman, Grace Jabari, told the police that he had assaulted her during a taxi ride to his home in Manhattan. Ms. Jabari, who had been in a relationship with Mr. Majors for several years, oh wow, I had no idea he was dating this girl for several years, even though I've read so many stories on this, said that he slapped her in the face, put his hands on her neck, and violently grabbed her hand, according to court records. 2 months later, prosecutors filed an update account of the incident in which Ms. Jabari no longer accused Mr. Majors of grabbing her neck, but said that he had pushed her into the vehicle. She maintained that he had slapped her in the face and said that Mr. Majors had grabbed only her middle finger and not her full hand. Wait, hold on. So did she say this before? Been in a relationship, said that. Hold on. Started in March after the woman. Grace Jabari told the police that he had done it. Jabari had been in a relationship. So, yeah, said it. Okay, so initially she said that he slapped her in the face, put his hands on her neck, and violently grabbed her hand. Then 2 months later, she says that he didn't grab her neck. What? And that he only grabbed her middle finger, not her full hand, but maintained that he slapped her in the face. Okay, so let me talk the real. Because there's also text messages that he had shown saying, you know, she felt so bad. This was all a huge misunderstanding. She tried to tell the police, yada, 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 yada. And then it all turned into, never mind, I'm going full steam with what I had said before. Even though she was later seen partying in the club that night and all these different things. And then now, so basically what this story is about to get into is the fact that there's a video of her, like, violently attacking him and things like that. And apparently he had marks and things like that to show for it as well. Meanwhile, you know, she's in the club and nothing's really wrong with her hand and all this stuff. And I think it was after the club. They said that 2 months later, she said it was only her middle finger, not the hand. Because they must have brought up the fact to her that you were in the club that night and your hand did look pretty okay. You know what I mean? Even though one of my friends did bring up the fact that, hey, you know, she could have just wanted to go to the club and get away and, you know, not think about any of it and all this stuff. But it's just like, nothing's wrong with the hand, though. You know? And I'm always, if you go back and listen to past podcasts and stuff like that, always on the victim side. Like, there was never no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Having been in Jonathan Majors' presence myself, it's honestly, I will say, it's not hard to believe that he is some form of an abuser or something. He's a little, like, high-strung. Like, you know, like, he really kind of walks around like, I'm the shit, and I know it. And you all know it. And you love it. You love the way I look. You love my body. You love everything about me. I do. I really do. But you know what I mean? He knows it. And he lives in that. So it's not hard for me to believe that he's the kind of egotistical asshole who could put his hands on somebody. However, being the logical person that I am, at the end of the day, I have to say, hold on now. Hold on now. Hold on. There's some holes in this story. There's some things that are not adding up. Some things that are not making sense. Ms. Jabari, what is going on? See, I initially asked the question, like, is Jonathan Majors okay? But I'm starting to wonder, is this girl okay? Like, mamas, you keep having conflicting reports. There are too many things conflicting. So now the thing is, this case, if I'm not mistaken, is now going to trial. This is considered, these charges are considered misdemeanor charges and usually can be settled out of court and things like that because you don't want to take this all the way to a trial where a jury of people will determine whether or not you're guilty or innocent. But it has been taken to a jury because he and his lawyer are standing 10, all allegedly, by the way. This was all alleged. I'm going to say alleged, 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 because I don't want to get sued. I mean, they could have sued me, honey. I just filed for bankruptcy because I ain't got much to give. But alleged, 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 allegedly, all of this took place and stuff. And the lawyer basically is like, they're going all the way with this. So it's real interesting that this is going all the way, but it's really got me like, what is really going on with this case? See, because I was going to read you all the whole article, but now here it is again, because I've read the article several times before I got on here to read it or whatever the case. Maybe not several times, but I say several times. I read it like once or twice. But now I'm really grasping what it's saying as I'm literally recording live. I'm like, I'm grasping what it's saying. I'm like, wait, here's another freaking hole. Like this, girl, girl, girl. Call your t get you a better lawyer. You better call Gloria Allred. I don't know who her lawyer is. She better call one of them ladies over there or something. What's the other one? Is Gloria Allred the daughter or the mother? It's two of them. It's a mother and daughter lawyer duo that's like, they don't play no games. You need to call one of them, girl, because this is not making no sense to me. And they seem pretty confident in having evidence against you. His team seems pretty confident in that. And also, I noticed that there's a lot of stories about him. Like, if you type in Jonathan Majors right now, there's like all these accounts of people saying, like, yeah, he's been abusive to her. He's been abusive to other people. He's this, he's that. I'm not buying. I'm not buying what you're selling. I hate when they do this. Where were you? You want to be all about the victim and helping people and things like that. Where were you when these people were being assaulted and done dirt right in your face and you said and did nothing? Fuck that movie. You could have stopped him from becoming a major star if this was happening all, because he's really only seen his career take off recently. He's been acting though. So why didn't you all step in before he became a household name? But now that he's a household name, here comes everybody coming against him. And I hate when people bring up this point, especially my own people, especially when it comes to black men. Love to bring up the point like, oh, everybody want to come against him now that he's somebody. They just trying to take a good black man down. I hate that shit. Ooh, I hate it. Especially when they do things. They try to say that shit about all the people who've been accused of horrible things. R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, you name it. Fuck that. Fuck them. But this one's definitely got me like, why didn't you say something? Even if you did nothing right then and there, say something. Once it's out there, it's out there. They can't do nothing to you. You go to the right source, the right people who will get it out there and make it a big thing so that you can't be touched. I mean, you probably still get touched now, okay? But why didn't you say anything then? Now all these producers and people are like, oh, I've been trying to tell you all. You shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Because you spoke up none for the victims. Fuck all that other shit trying to tell us something. Don't try to tell me nothing. I'm just a viewer. I'm just the outsider, spectator. What about the victim? Where's the justice for the victim? At what point did you say, I need to help this girl? None of you said that, but now you want to come out with all these stories? I don't believe it now. I don't believe you. I don't believe you at all. It's giving, you're trying to take down this man. Do I think he's a great man? No. But it's giving, you're still trying to take him down with nothing. It's giving a whole lot of nothing. Nothing. If you got so much, then do what needs to be done and get him out of here. Now you want to speak up. Child, that shit is just. Oh Lord, I'm tired. I don't want to talk about this no more. So you all, I am minding my business. I go into this bar to see if I can grab a quick drink. I had some obligations, some important business to handle. So I said, let me just stop in this bar real quick, see if I can have me a quick little drink. I go in the bar with my friend, and
They like, hello, you know, they all enthusiastic and excited and shit. And I'm like, all right, hey. So I'm in the bar and I realize, like, they're like, oh, actually, we're not even open yet. Like, we open in a few minutes. Like, if you could just give us a few minutes. I'm like, oh, okay, y'all not open. I thought y'all was open because the door was open. Like, you know, and there was no close sign, there was no open sign. And it looked pretty open. So I walk in and I did my thing, whatever. They say it's not open. So then me and my friend, I'm like, oh, okay, well, have a good day. So me and my friend walk out, you know, really with the quickness. I got on my shades, mind you. I literally have on sunglasses. So I'm like, you know, not really feeling myself, but I'm feeling myself. Anytime I had on my sunglasses, I'm like, I think I'm somebody. So funny now, this guy, good looking guy, runs out after me. He's chasing me. He's like, hey. And I turn around, I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, huh? And I'm like, huh, what? You know? And he's like, I thought you were Saucy Santana. He said, I was chasing you down because I thought we just let Saucy Santana walk out of the bar without, you know, doing a big one, like doing a 1-2s with the drinks and all that. Like, you know, I guess, you know, I'm like, maybe I should go around pretending to be Saucy Santana, see if it'll get me a drink faster. You know what I'm saying? Like, clearly they would have opened up the bar for me quicker if they thought I was somebody. But it was just so funny because he was like, I really thought you were Saucy Santana. So I'm like, really? Because we don't look nothing alike. Although we do got the kind of same shape head. Even though Saucy Santana has these like really fluffy cheeks that I just want to pinch. They look so cute on him. But I don't have them fluffy cheeks like that. So it's just funny because we really don't look alike. But I guess, you know, we carry ourselves in a similar manner. Even though we're totally not similar. Like Saucy Santana literally walks around with acrylic nails, lip gloss, the whole doo-wop. Like, I don't even do all that, you know, nothing against it. I love that for Saucy. I'm not doing all that, but you know, so it's just so funny that people compare me to Saucy Santana. He's like, have you ever heard that before? And you know what, I was about to be like, no, but when I thought about it, I'm like, yeah, I've heard that before. Like, I've dead heard that before. So it was nothing, it was whatever. And it's just one of the things, it's just like, all right, once again, being confused. And he was like, I was like, Saucy Santana? Like, I don't really look like Saucy Santana, but hey, whatever y'all say, you know, I do hear it a lot, but it is what it is. And he's like, well, you know what? You know what it is? And I said, what is it? He said, you look like money. And I'm like, I look like money? I'm like, shit, I do. Thank you. I don't, but I do. I didn't say the I don't part because in my head, that's what I'm thinking. But I'm like, hey, if you. You know, he cleaned it up real nice. He was trying to be nice. So he said, let me clean it up real quick and be like, oh, because you look like money. That's what it is. That's why I thought you were Saucy Santana. Because when I pointed out some obvious differences between Saucy Santana and I, he kind of like had this look on his face like, oh, like, damn. You know, he clearly didn't want to like, he felt bad because he like, damn, I done confused the faggots. Like, pardon my French on that word, but you know, he done confused us. It's like, no, wrong. But you know what? Like I always say, forget me being gay, having vitiligo, any of that. When I walk into a room, I'm black first. So my first thought is people often even confuse me and this guy at work, which is so funny because we look nothing alike, but we're the only two black people on our team, for real, for real. The only two black guys. So it's just so funny that people confuse us. And I'm like, I'm always like, no, wrong black guy. And they, you know, they laugh it off because it's so awkward. And they like, haha, they don't know what else to say. But they just like, damn. And they like, no, but I didn't mean it like that. And I'm like, no, it's fine. I'm just making jokes, like, you know. But for real, wrong black guy, you know. So you could tell he had this look on his face like, oh, shoot, I done confused my faggots or the wrong black guy. I don't know which one he was thinking. But like I said, black steps into the room first. So he probably just confused us because we both some fags and we both, you know, black. So he confused us or whatever. And we both got the same shape head or whatever. So I was like, it's all good. It is what it is. You know, he did chop it up with me afterwards. He saw where I work and all that stuff. So he was all like, oh, yeah, but you should have some events here and all this stuff. Like, whatever, whatever. Trying to kick the doo-wop, 1-2, whatever. I didn't care for none of that. I was just like, yeah, I'm not going to be the one to rally nobody for no corporate event, especially. No, we're not doing that. So I let him ramble on or whatever, and we became cool. We exchanged contacts like, listen, hopefully you hook me up with some free drinks. Usually, wherever I go, like, I even had a friend recently be like, "Dad, every time we go out, we always get free drinks with you." I'm like, "Cause it don't take nothing but 2 seconds out of your day to chop it up with the person that's serving you and all that stuff. Be nice and all that, you know. Ask them shit like what's their zodiac and things like that. Like that's how I get free drinks for real. Just asking people questions. I love questions." And I love to hear people's answer. So, you know, and people get excited by being asked a question. They feel like, you know, I won't say people feel like somebody. I know I feel like somebody when people ask me a question like, "Oh, you want to know my answer to a question?" Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I just chop it up with people and I get free drinks and stuff everywhere I go. But, you know, so I definitely chopped it up with him for that reason. But I just thought that was a funny story I wanted to tell you all. Anyways, let's move on.
This is Avelisa from Where To Pet Dispatch. This is a specialty car service for pets and their owners. If you have a hard time getting your pet to the veterinarian, boarding, grooming, whether it is a dog, a cat, a bird, no matter the size, if it fits, it rides. And if you can't ride, not a problem. We will take your pet wherever you need to go. We service all 5 boroughs. We can be reached at 929-288-1106 or reaches out our Instagram, TikTok, or our Facebook at Where To Pet Dispatch. But before we go, I have one question for you. Where to next?
All right, so according to TMZ, India RE dragged for blasting Megan Thee Stallion and Janelle Monáe. Mm-hmm. India RE does not like the fact that Megan Thee Stallion and Janelle Monáe show off a lot of skin during their performances, but that criticism has the internet ripping her as a boomer. The veteran neo-soul singer issued a scathing rebuke of the two artists' live show choices, namely their tendency to bare their bodies on stage, which was again on display this past weekend during Essence Festival, where both Megan Thee Stallion and Janelle Monáe grabbed the mic. I'm surprised Megan Thee Stallion is back out performing again. Good for her. And if you don't know, Janelle Monáe was at Essence Festival. She has a part of her song, "Baby Bend Over, Baby Bend Over, Let Me See You Do That Yoga." And she's like, there's a part where she's like, "Get off my areola." And she basically moves her top to expose her whole breast with nipple coverings on her nipples to say, "Hey, get off my areolas." Janelle Monáe, her album Dirty Computer, one of the best things I ever listened to. It's a beautiful story. You can watch the YouTube 15-minute movie video that goes along with it. Really amazing stuff. She has a deep message with her work. I love Janelle Monáe's work. I love the message that she gives off with her work. You know, one thing about me is I'm actually one of those people too. Believe it or not, I'm actually approved too. I live for it. Like, Rihanna has always been my girl. If y'all don't know, Rihanna's always been my girl. She's always been lewd like that to a point where I'm like, "Girl, like, please put a top on." But I love it. But I also love it because it's like the audacity to do that. Like, wow, I love that for you. In today's society, you just saying, "Fuck it," like, titties out. Like, I love that for these girls. Like, do what you do, baby. And Janelle Monáe definitely had a point with her doing that. But anyways, their respective sets went viral. In Janelle's case, it was because she ended up flashing the audience, right? As for Meg, she didn't really do anything too crazy, just a little twerking, which she always incorporates and for which she's kind of become famous for. So, anyways, in any case, India wasn't feeling the perceived peep show they put on, and she sounded off about it on Instagram, saying, "The issue is what is context. Humanity does everything, but does everything belong in a stage? No. Is everything for kids? No. Is everything for everybody? No. So when we as a culture make something like this mainstream, it shows a lack of discretion and discernment." By the way, she forgot the N. "To those in the comments who laugh at anyone who want these things for our culture, you certainly have that right. Just as many folks have the right to want our mainstream international export out music to show us in a respectful light. I'd like to go on record saying this won't age well. And that's my issue. I love Janelle and Meg. the way I love us all. Mm-hmm. And I don't like this moment. Don't bother debating me. Laugh out loud. I don't care. And I do this. For 25 years, I've done this. So read, ponder, or don't. Mm-hmm. Okay, two things. This is exactly, like, I feel like people always go down this, like, oh, all black people are perfect. All black people are this. All black people are that. What's his name? Smart Guy. If you know Smart Guy, he often says stuff like that. But then that comes with a but when it comes to LGBT. Like, he always makes amazing points. Like, I love what Smart Guy be saying. I'll be like, yeah, yeah, he right. Yup, yup, yup. And then he always put the, so when the interviewer asked something like, okay, so LGBT black people, they're perfect too, right? He's like, I mean, they're perfect, but they're not living how they should be living. It shouldn't be no buts. Either we perfect or we not perfect just the way we are, because we are snowflakes. We are all very different. There's so many of us. There's too many of us for us to be the same. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy that you can have this opinion, but it comes with certain stipulations. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're perfect, but this person's perfect, but, like, oh, please. So with her saying, I love Janelle and Meg the way I love us all, you know, but I don't like this moment. Like, girl, it's given I could never be the girl who does all of that. I don't get the privilege to do all that. So I'm mad about it. It's given almost incel behavior in the RE personally to me. Like, that's incelish because it's a part of you that wish you could be doing that. Like, and I get it because I too have experienced those emotions because I'm not as active in other parts of my life as others sexually and things like that. Sometimes I find myself feeling a way about those who are so out there with it, who are so sex positive, who just do what they want, who do who they want, whenever they want. You know what I mean? A part of me used to feel a way, but I've had to let myself know that, like, hey, that's only because you wish you can kind of be doing it and you wish you can kind of be living like that, even though I've talked myself into a place where I feel like I'm gold, so I can't just give this to anybody. I can't just be like that. But that's me. That's not everybody, and that don't have to be everybody. Who want to be, you know, out here giving themselves willingly and doing whatever, they should be able to do that. That's their life. That's their choice. Even though a lot of them, you know, I look at them and I judge, because you're doing it for all the wrong reasons and you really should treat yourself more like a gem instead of a hard rock. Hey, shout out to Miss Lauryn Hill. You know, that doesn't mean, listen, people should just be able to do what they want, period. Like, and what I don't like about NDRE saying this message is she's a person who's been giving off a certain message for so long. Her and Janelle Monáe are very similar in so many ways. Janelle Monáe just has the gall and the balls, really, to do what you didn't do, Miss RE. Not saying that you should have. How you done it and the way you done it, I love it. However, I love the way Janelle does it too. I love the way she just says, who cares? Because I mean, for real, it's a titty. Like, you got Playboy, you got so many stuff out here. Like, girl, it's a titty. Like, it ain't that big of a deal. Free the nipple movement. Like, I was so here for that because it's just like, men could walk around with their titties out. Like, you look at a man with a good sized chest and everything like that. You look at it real good. Just look at it real good. Just get a good man and stare at his nice, bodacious, big chest. And notice how much it kind of looked like titties. Okay, we are human beings. Like, it's okay. Like, you ain't never seen a nipple before. Like, it's just not that big of a deal. Like, when I see moms out breastfeeding in public and stuff like that, who cares? I don't give it a second glance. It's so normal. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just it's just one of them things. Like, let people do them, please. Like, ass shaking, moving your hips around, doing all that. Like, why are we not allowed to show off our culture on stage? Why is it what we do as black people is such a bad thing? Like, that's part of our culture, to move our hips and do things like that and gyrate and all that stuff. Like, that's just part of the culture. If you trace back to your roots and stuff, the Africans and stuff way back in the day to this day was doing that and is still doing that. Like, so what's the big deal if somebody get on stage and do it? I guess you look at it like they're doing it for all the wrong reasons and they doing it to be sexy and stuff. Yes, sex sells in this industry. We know this. But this applies to white people and black people. It's not like, why are we trying so hard to be above that? You're a human being at the end of the day. You get the choice to choose how you want to be and do what you want to do. So, you know what I'm saying? Nobody has to do that. If they feel like they have to, then that's sad, but they don't have to, and they should realize that. And you should realize that people are able to do what they do, Miss Ari, and I'm sorry that you didn't get a chance to do that, or that you didn't do that clearly, because it clearly bothers you that you didn't. So, you know, I love it. What's that song? My Hair, something about the hair. NDIRE had a song about hair that I just used to love. I used to listen to that song on repeat. That and Prince's Working Up a Black Sweat. Ow! You remember Prince had that song, Black Sweat? Like, that came out all at the same time as NDIRE's hair song. Like, I am not my hair. I am not this girl. Okay, you remember that song? Like, I Am Not My Hair by NDIRE. It just came back to me. Like, that was a baby. That was a bop. I was listening to Prince Black Sweat, but he talking about, ooh, work it. You know what I'm saying? And listening to you, I Am Not My Hair, all the while listening to, I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, babe. You know, by Pussycat Dolls, Loosen Up My Buttons. Like, I was listening to all that at the same time, and I'm taking in everything everybody's saying, like, all at once. Just because I'm into this doesn't mean that what you're saying and your message is lost on me. And it is lost on the masses a little bit, but it's just like, you never know. Like, there's some of us who are listening and are in tune, and we're not bothered by what the girlies like Meg and Janelle are doing, because they have their own message and they're doing it in their own way. And you do it in your way, Miss Ari. So, you know, at the end, they always tell people, like, I don't like to see men sag their pants for real. I mean, I do, because, you know, some of them be wearing cute drawers and they got a nice booty. And I'm going to look, because men objectify women, and I'm going to objectify men a little bit the same way they objectify women. You know, and if you want to put your drawers out there and your underwear and stuff, now I'm going to look. But you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you know, I'm not going to tell those men to pull up their pants or that they should be carrying themselves a certain way, because nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, is going to tell me how to carry myself and how to dress and how to be or anything like that. And so for that reason, we shouldn't tell anyone else how they should be and how they should carry themselves. Everything is, you know, a learning curve, and eventually they will learn and see that, hey, this is not actually even what I want to do. This is just how it's been, and this is what I've been doing. But everybody has to go through those emotions, a roller coaster themselves, and figure that out for themselves, what they like and what they don't like and what they're going to do and what they choose not to do and whatnot. So, you know, let people go through that. And but, you know, I definitely think somebody like NDIRE, she should be taking somebody like Janelle Monáe under her wings and finding a better way to get this message across, and maybe even teaching her a better way to get her message across, if you feel like the way she's not getting it across is good. But Janelle Monáe has a good point and a good message as to why she's doing what she's doing and saying what she's saying. She's saying, I'm free with myself and I'm tired of holding myself back for others. You know what I'm saying? So, Miss NDIRE, y'all kind of have a similar message, and I feel like you need to get on Janelle Monáe's train instead of being on her dick and motherfucking coming at her crazy. Like, girl, sit the fuck down. And this is why your career is exactly not where it should be, because you have this opinion. It's like, you always wonder, like, why this person ain't never popped the way they really should pop. You know what I'm saying? And then they say certain things, and it's like, you know what? They say or do certain things that make you say, that's why. Because this is who you really are underneath. You're insecure. You're so many things. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to call her that, because that's what it's given to me. Like, you're very insecure at the girlies doing their thing. So, Miss Ari, girl, bye. That's it.
All right, folks, that's really all I have for you today. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Ugly by Nature podcast with me, your host, Carlisle Campbell, a.k.a. the Professor of Pop Culture. Yeah, if you want to support the kid, hashtag, which $? Ugly by Nature. If you want to hit me up, uglybynaturepodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me on Instagram, uglybynature_. Yeah, that's really all I have for y'all today. So listen, make it a great day or not. The choice is yours. Stealing that one from you, Deborah Marks. Have a great day, y'all.